Ladybird, do you know? Level 2. Making computers. New words. Calculator. Difficult. Electronic. Expensive. Information. Instruction. Machine. Maths. Monitor. Noun. Recycle. Scientist. Square. What is a computer? A computer is a clever machine. It helps us to do different things. Traffic light. A computer can change a traffic light from red to orange and then to green. There are computers inside washing machines. They start and stop the washing machines. Mobile phone. The computer in your mobile phone does lots of things. Think. Think about which things in your home have computers inside them. What were the first computers? The first computers were calculators. They helped people to do maths. Some people think the first calculator in the world was the abacus. This computer is very old. Scientists think it shows days, months, and years. This is the first electronic computer in 1946. It was a very big computer. Abacus. Project. Work with a friend. Find out how to do maths on an abacus. Who were Charles Babbage and Ada Lovelace? Charles Babbage was an English scientist in the 1800s. He wanted to answer difficult maths questions with a machine. His famous machine was the analytical engine. But Charles Babbage did not make the analytical engine. It was very expensive. Analytical engine. Charles Babbage worked with Ada Lovelace. She wrote the instructions for the analytical engine. Find out. Use books or the internet to find out the names of other machines Charles Babbage wanted to make. How big were the first computers? Old computers were big because all the parts inside the computer were big. The first computers were very big. Sometimes scientists put computers in big rooms. This computer is called the Harvard Mark I. It has 765,000 parts. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. Which old computer was the biggest? When did computers come into our homes? Apple II. Apple made one of the first personal computers in 1977. The old computers were big and very expensive. People did not have them in their homes. The first small computers in homes were in the 1970s. Microsoft made Windows in 1985. Desktop. Tablet. Laptop. Now, many homes have lots of personal computers. Think. Do you have a personal computer at home? Do you have more than one? How many do you have? What are the parts of a computer? Computers have many parts. One part is the motherboard. Motherboard. All parts of the computer meet on the motherboard. Camera. Microphone. Keyboard. Mouse. These parts take information into a computer. Speaker. Monitor. Printer. These parts send information from the computer. Look. Look at the pages. How does the computer give us information? Two very important parts inside every computer are the memory card and the processor. The memory card remembers the instructions. The processor reads the instructions. Then, it tells the other parts of the computer what to do. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. What other parts can a computer have? What is red, green, and blue? We make pictures on computer monitors with very small squares. We call these squares pixels. Each pixel has a color. Pixel. Pixels are red, green, or blue. These three colors together can make new colors. Look. Look at the pages. What colors can you make with red, green, and blue? What is binary? Binary is the language computers speak. It has two numbers and no letters. Binary numbers are 0 and 1. There are no other numbers in binary. Instructions for computers are in binary because computers can only understand zeros and ones. We can write all numbers in binary. Project. Work with a friend. Which is the number 11 in binary? What is the number 260 in binary? What are supercomputers? Supercomputers are really fast computers. They help scientists to answer difficult questions. Supercomputers are very big. They can work with lots of information. The Fujitsu Fugaku is a very big supercomputer in Japan. It tells us about the weather. Find out. Use books or the internet to find out what questions supercomputers can answer now. Can you recycle computers? Landfills are bad for people. They are bad for the water, environment, and animals too. You can recycle most parts of a computer, but a lot of old computers go to landfills. Landfill. Old computer parts can make new things. You can also give your old computers to other people. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. What do people make with old computer parts? Can computers think? People give instructions to computers. The instructions tell the computers what to do. Today, some computers can listen and say words. They can answer the questions you ask. But they cannot talk like people do. Computers can understand instructions and remember a lot of information, but they cannot think like people do. Project. Work with a friend. Write questions you think a computer cannot answer. Ladybird. Do you know? Level 2. Computers. Written by Adekunmi Olatunji. Series editor, Nick Coates. Read by Akisha Pierman. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2022. Imprint. Ladybird Books. UK, USA, Canada, Ireland, Australia, India, New Zealand, South Africa. Ladybird Books is part of the Penguin Random House group of companies whose addresses can be found at global.penguinrandomhouse.com, www.penguin.co.uk, www.puffin.co.uk, www.ladybird.co.uk. First published 2022. 001. Text copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2022. Printed in China. The authorized representative in the EEA is Penguin Random House Ireland, Morrison Chambers, 32 Nassau Street, Dublin, DO2YH68. A CIP catalog record for this book is available from the British Library. All correspondence to Ladybird Books, Penguin Random House Children's, 1 Embassy Gardens, 8 Viaduct Gardens, London, SW11, 7BW. Series info. Do you know? Visit www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk for free teaching resources. video clips with simplified voiceover and subtitles, video and comprehension activities, class projects and lesson plans, audio recording of every book, digital version of every book, full answer keys. To access video clips, audio tracks, and digital books, 1. Go to www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk. 2. Click Unlock Book. 3. Enter the code below. Stay safe online. Some of the activities ask children to do extra research online. Remember, ensure an adult is supervising. Use established search engines such as Google or Kiddle. Children should never share personal details such as name, home or school address, telephone number, or photos. Back cover. Do You Know? Is a series of leveled nonfiction books featuring video content, project work, and critical thinking activities to motivate and engage young learners. Covering a range of STEM topics from nocturnal animals to climate change, Do You Know? Takes an inquiry-based approach, developing children's language, communication, and investigation skills. Level 1. Pre-A1. 400 headwords. Level 2. A1. 600 headwords. Level 3. A1 plus. 800 headwords. Level 4. A2. 1100 headwords. www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk. Available online. Audio download. Digital book. Activity sheets. Video. Page numbers. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31.